Good afternoon, boobies. Today I've been thinking about Krispy Kreme original glazed donuts, and it's all Gander's fault. It's all Anlak on Twitter. He's an old friend of mine, and he mentioned that Krispy Kreme has stopped doing donuts with cream filling, which seems crazy when they're called Krispy Kreme. Anyway, so it made me think of something I was going to think something to talk about on my boo today. And my boo subject for today is guilty pleasures, things we all wish weren't so good. And of course, the first thing on my list is Krispy Kreme original glazed donuts. There is no other donut, and this is something that the Brits may not know. Obviously, the Americans are going to know this because Krispy Kreme is a thing over there, but over here it ain't so well known. Krispy Kreme original glazed are the ones that they make in the store, and they are absolutely divine the minute they come off the production line. You really don't want to let those buggers cool. I mean, they're cool, they're good the next day, and all the rest, but you want to get them straight off the line. When they're warm, they are just heavenly. I mean, God, I wish they weren't, but they are. So something else that's a guilty pleasure, something else that's rather better than we wish it was, McDonald's bacon and egg or sausage and egg McMuffins. I wish they weren't good, but they are. I still, you know, whenever I'm going out and it's before 10:30 in the morning, it'll go through my head, ooh, I could swing by McDonald's, get myself some breakfast. So anyway, something else that I wish wasn't good but probably is Wii Rule on the iPad, which I don't play, by the way, but an awful lot of people do. And, you know, it's like soap operas. I kind of feel like Wii Rule rots your brain. It's just this responsibility you set up for yourself, and it's a terrible game. In game terms, it's a terrible game. It doesn't seem that the things you're doing are any fun. They're just repetitive, and yet people do it just for the. I don't know. I can't even figure out what it is they do. The social element of a sense of responsibility, a sense of being letting your friends down if you don't. And that's not a good reason to do anything. I did play Farmville for a while on Facebook, and came to the conclusion that was a stupid idea and gave up. One of the best things I've ever done. So anyway, something else we wish wasn't good but is Disney World in Florida, in Orlando. It's very common that you'll find Brits being very snobbish about Disney World. But the truth of the matter is, they work really hard. They put on a great show. The place is beautifully kept with excellent service, and it's just thoroughly entertaining. People may be snobbish about it, but it's great, especially if you've got kids. Something else that we wish wasn't as good as it is, but we all secretly love: Britney Spears. There you go. That's an embarrassing one to admit, isn't it? Yeah, you know, every now and then you just need something that's up and cheery, and you know, she's kind of talented, I hate to say it, and not to mention pretty good looking. So, yeah, hard not to like her, even though it's not, you know, politically correct to like her. So it got me thinking that there were some opposites of this: guilty pleasures, things that everybody says are good but actually are secretly not as good as people say they are. And Farmville would go nicely on that list. But I also thought Harry Potter books. You know, it's fashionable to think they're great, but actually, you know, I'm not sure they're really all that good. I don't think I'd actually read them if it wasn't for the fact that Stephen Fry does a wonderful job of the talking books. I did enjoy the talking books, but, you know, if it wasn't for Stephen Fry, I doubt very much I'd buy the books and actually sit and read them. I think that they are still a bit kiddie. EVE Online. This is a geeky one, but for those of you that are multiplayer online gamers, EVE Online has got such a great reputation, and it's just such a rubbish game. It's a spreadsheet with graphics. It's no fun at all. All the things that should be fun aren't, and all the things that shouldn't be fun are right there at the forefront. Terrible game. Hate it, hate it, hate it. Boxer shorts. Everyone wants to love boxer shorts, but you know what? Briefs are just a lot more comfortable. So there you go. I'm coming out. I'm a briefs wearer. And finally, on my list of things that everybody thinks are good but aren't as good as everyone says: vegetables. Vegetables always get thrown out. I mean, we try really hard to use them, and we really want to be good and feed ourselves healthily and cook well and all the rest, but, you know, it's just so hard to like vegetables. Catch you tomorrow, boobies. Bye-bye.